Blessed be God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and bring forth in us the fruit of good works. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. So now, Israel, give heed to the statutes and ordinances that I am teaching you to observe, so that you may live to enter and occupy the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. You must neither add anything to what I command you, nor take away anything from it, but keep the commandments of the Lord your God with which I am charging you. You must observe them diligently, for this will show your wisdom and discernment to the peoples who, when they hear all the statutes, will say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and discerning people." For what other great nation has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is whenever we call to him? And what other great nation has statutes and ordinances as just as this entire law that I am setting before you today? But take care and watch yourselves closely, so as neither to forget the things that your eyes have seen, nor to let them slip from your mind all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of James. Every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. Before they look at themselves and on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think that they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure, and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the word. The word of the Lord.
Crowd again. them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile. But the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Many years ago, before the roundabouts were built on the north side of the dam and the entrance ramp to 153 was revised, that entrance ramp up to 153 had a very short acceleration ramp. In order to have enough speed to merge into flowing traffic, you had to start looking over your shoulder as you were going around the clover leaf to see if you had an opening to merge into. If there was a car in front of you on the ramp, you had to be patient and let the first car go and wait your turn. Sometimes you would see an opening big enough for two cars, so you could move with the car in front of you to take the same slot. The danger here was if the car in front of you chickened out, bam, you would rear end the car. Fortunately, that never happened to me, but it happened quite a bit. So the city traffic engineers decided to put a stop sign on the entrance ramp with a big white stripe across the road. There was also another sign that said something like, "Stop and wait until the car in front of you clears." The implication and desire was for the driver to pay attention to the car in front rather than looking over his shoulder. The other implication for me was that if I came up that ramp and there was not a car in front of me, then I didn't have to stop at the line. Well, one day when I didn't stop, I was pulled over by a cop who gave me a ticket for running the stop sign. I pleaded my case with him that there was no car in front of me to stop for, but he wasn't interested in hearing my point. The situation does make one wonder, though, do we as citizens have the right to use common sense and not apply a law when clearly it would be irrelevant? The other side of that coin is that would we be moving towards anarchy if people only obeyed the laws that they thought they needed to? Where's the balance in using common sense versus living the law literally? But living the law literally may not always mean you're doing the right thing. It is possible to hide behind the law. Let me share an example by telling you a story of a friend of mine a few years ago. She wanted to buy a car and was nervous about it because she had heard how chauvinistic male car salesmen would take advantage of women. She decided to go see a salesman that she knew personally from her church, figuring that since they knew each other and both were Christians, that she could trust him. Well, he sold her a car that had something wrong with it, and it turns out he knew about it. However, he claimed later that he sold the car to her in an as-is condition, and he was under no legal obligation to reveal what he knew. So here is a case where someone literally followed the law, but obviously morally and ethically failed as a human being and a Christian. By withholding critical information, the salesman did not give the woman a chance to adequately value her car. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus addresses these issues from a religious point of view. The Pharisees are criticizing some of Jesus' disciples for not following the ritual cleansing of hands before eating. Although we are not sure exactly what this ritual was, because the literal translation of "wash thoroughly" is actually "wash with a fist." So the exact meaning or action has been lost. It most likely represents a ritual, just like we might say a blessing before a meal. The point here, though, is that Jesus is pointing to a man-made ritual that had become a tradition. He is not saying that following tradition is bad, but he's saying that to elevate it to the level of God's law is wrong. It is a man-made law. Jesus is making the point that rituals are fine as a means to enrich our worship and to bring us closer to God, but rituals are not to be worshiped in themselves. We as Episcopalians have recent examples. In the 70s, the powers to be wrote a new prayer book, which enraged many who were in love with the 28 prayer book. This caused such consternation that our prayer book today, although 36 years old, is still referred to as the new prayer book. But the powers to be didn't just stop with the new prayer book in the 70s. Many of the rituals in the church were lowered in status or importance or altogether removed. For instance, things like the order the candles were lit, or from where in the nave that each of the lectionary lessons would be read. The point was to break us from worshiping the rituals. Rituals are fine if they help us center ourselves and or enhance our worship experience. But if we allow rituals or the absence of them to rule us, then we lose our way. We currently still have individual rituals that some partake and some do not. And this is okay also. For instance, crossing ourselves, kneeling before entering the pew, raising our hands up to God, standing, sitting, kneeling at different times in the service, commonly known as Episcopalian calisthenics. All of these things are good things as long as we're not beholden to them. If you don't do these things, you may want to try them out and see if they work for you. I'm inconsistent. Sometimes I cross myself, sometimes I don't. Find out what works for you. If you do these things all the time, think about why. Are you beholden to them, or are they an asset? And when we are out in the world, like the car salesman in my earlier example, do we live just by the law of the land? Or do we live by God's commandments, which is, as a reminder, to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves? Jesus was telling the Pharisees that they had raised man-made rituals to be as important as or more important than God's commandments. The car salesman put living the law literally above God's commandments. These are trappings that can ensnare people of any generation. Our job is to watch out for these trappings so that we always put God's commandments first. Amen.
Let us stand and together profess our faith in the reading of the Nicene Creed, found on page 358 of the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, but one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary, and was made man. He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom.
have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken to the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are found on your bulletin insert. Knowing that God hears our prayers when they are made in sincerity and humility, we pray for our church and our world in our time of need, saying, "Hear us, good Lord." Those who live justly will live in the presence of God. We pray for our church that its structures promote justice, its laws foster integrity of heart, and its ministry model compassion. To you we pray, O gracious God.
Hear us, good Lord.
Those who will live justly will live in the presence of God. We pray for our world that we will be freed from that hypocrisy which lurks in our hearts when we seek the assurance of external observance without the commitment of faith. To you we pray, O gracious God.
Hear us, good Lord.
Those who live justly will live in the presence of God. We pray for those who make and enforce laws that they may challenge us in our waywardness and be compassionate toward our weakness. To you we pray, O gracious God.
Hear us, good Lord.
Those who live justly will live in the presence of God. We pray for those who teach the Word of God that they may embrace the justice of God in their own hearts as they call us into the life of God. To you we pray, O gracious God.
Hear us, good Lord.
Those who live justly will live in the presence of God. We pray that we may be delivered from all the wicked designs in the deep recesses of our hearts, and so live justly with God and one another. To you we pray, O gracious God.
Hear us, good Lord.
We pray especially for those on our prayer list. Margaret,
Jean, Steve, Kenny, Nicole, J.R., Jerome, Mark, Blair, Michelle, Harry, Joan, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Colton, Chuck, Jimmy, Naomi, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jane, Brent, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Wendell, Karen, Jeff, Regina, Ruth, Dana, Scott, James, Audrey, Irene, Debbie, Larry, Margaret, Joyce, John and Graham, Peter, Michael, Pat, UK, Joe, Debbie, George, Howard, David, Jeffrey.
To you we pray, O gracious God.
Hear us, Lord.
Are there other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Hilda and Mike Bayer, and Kay and David Hackett. Those who live justly will live in the presence of God. We pray for those who have died that they may dwell with the saints and remember us who struggle to live in justice and peace. To you we pray, O gracious God.
Hear us, good Lord.
All just and merciful God, you know our wants and you know our true needs. May you attend to our prayers, direct our hearts in the way of justice and mercy, and enlighten our minds that we may know your holy will. We ask this through the just one, Jesus Christ, your servant and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the power of the Holy Spirit, our God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repentant. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning. Several announcements to which I would call your attention. First and foremost, a word of thanks to our preacher this morning. Gaines, thank you for those good words. Thank you. Amen. couple of other thank yous. Jim Short has agreed to take care of our website for us. Chris Georgian has agreed to be our Family Promise coordinator. And Jerry Latner has agreed to become our head usher. So thank you for all three of those for your willingness to accept those ministries. 2 weeks from now, we begin our adult Christian education. It begins with a breakfast and learning and fellowship at 9 o'clock. And so we hope that you will attend that. You can see more information out on the bulletin boards. Tomorrow night at Thankful Memorial Church, there's a meeting at 6:30 p.m. to which all of you are invited, and especially members of the vestry. It's the post-general convention meeting. That will be our opportunity to ask our bishop and our deputies why they did what they did. Okay. So it ought to be a lot of fun. Are there any other announcements to be made? Walk in love as Christ loved us, gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Remember that life is short, and we have too little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel the way with us. So be quick to be kind. Make haste to love. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.